You are listening to Image Description for the series The New Office, O'Shane Howard, Wednesday, August 19th, 2020, produced by the SummerWorks Festival, Toronto, Canada. Audio described by Rebecca Singh of Superior Description Services. Adam, Barber at Adam the Apprentice. O'Shane Howard, Canada 2020. Copyright of the artist, digital photograph with an aspect ratio of 4:6 in a portrait orientation. This color photograph is a portrait of Adam, who is a barber. He is a smiling black man, presumably in his 30s, standing behind a wood writing desk set outdoors in the grass in front of a treed area. The majority of the color palette of this photograph are greens, and there is a concentration of muted lemon yellow at center. I will describe this photograph from the bottom up. The lowest quarter is typical wild ground cover for the Toronto area. It is a mix of overgrown grasses and plants, such as Dutch clover, crabgrass, wild plantain, and purslane. Spray painted onto the ground is a white social distancing circle, a ring as wide as an ID card of white paint spanning 2 meters or 6 feet in diameter. Centered in the circle is a 1 meter wide writing desk made entirely of honey brown colored wood. It is positioned so that the opening to sit in is facing us. At the top, it has one wide drawer with 2 square-shaped knobs set apart and skewed on an angle. Underneath the desk at either end are 2 suspended platforms, presumably for a desktop computer. A brace stretches between them where the desk user supposedly could perch a foot. Moving upwards now to describe the rest of the lower half of the image, behind the desk are the bottoms of Adam's bare legs, shoulder-width apart. He wears white sport socks with a Nike logo and blue high tops with fat black laces. Covering the right half of the desk is a gray metal travel case, the thickness of a fat briefcase. It is decorated with faded pink zebra stripe stencil and has a black handle. It sits open to us and has 2 retractable trays, which are open. In design, it's similar to a sewing or craft box. The interior is black. The left tray has a black barber's brush for stray hairs after a haircut. The soft bristles are 4 inches long, and the handle is knob-shaped. Behind it, attached to the lid, are 5 leather pockets with, from left to right, an orange comb, long metal scissors, short metal scissors, a straight razor, a long-handled black comb. Sitting on the center of the case is a DSLR camera with a flash and the cap on. Further to the right on the lid is a mesh compartment with elastics and papers, and the right compartment holds 2 smaller gray cases and what is presumably an electric razor, which is bright red and has the word Supreme in white letters. Adam stands behind the center of the desk. He has an average physique and a wide smile. He looks into the camera lens. He has a mustache, short beard, and wears an indigo blue ball cap with green under the brim. It has the numbers 212 diagonally across the front. A few twists of brown hair peek out just over his right ear. He wears a white t-shirt and faded blue jean jacket open. His hands are tucked into the pockets of charcoal shorts. Behind him, just beyond the back edge of the social distancing circle, is a tall backdrop of lemon yellow fabric, the same width as the desk, and extending 1 head over Adam. It is suspended between 2 folding stands visible on the left and right. Behind him, the backdrop is patterned by the shadows of tree branches, which fall across it, flaring diagonally from upper left to lower right. On the left outside the circle, the ground cover is a bed of rust-red dried pine needles weaving in between thick tree trunks. The area is quite shaded. On the right outside the circle are distant bushes and trees. Creeping in along the right edge of the photograph is a puff of white smoke, what is presumably from someone unseen on the right. The top half of the photograph is crowded with the dense crowns of the trees. In the foreground is the top of an eastern white pine, and its branches reach out from the left edge all the way to the right with a slightly upward slope. The top left edge is dense with green foliage and tufts of rust-brown dried needles here and there. Moving towards the right, patches of clear blue sky penetrate the density more and more. The tree crowns thin, and at the top right are triangles of clear blue sky. I will now read the interview between the photographer and subject, which is displayed on a small round black table in front of every viewing social distance circle at the in-person event. Post-pandemic and its effects causing the government to enforce building closures, how have you utilized nature to resume running your business? I utilized nature by making it my new workspace. With my skill set, I was able to cut and photograph my clients outdoors. Besides using it as an alternative workspace, how has the pandemic made you more in tune with nature? What has nature taught you about yourself? The pandemic has given me the opportunity to spend more time with nature through activities like bike riding, walking, playing outdoors. The pandemic has given me the opportunity to spend more time with nature through activities like bike riding, walking, and playing sports outdoors. It has helped me deepen my appreciation for nature. Nature has taught me how to declutter my mind, slow down my fast-paced, busy lifestyle, and live in the present moment. Overall, nature has helped me realign my energy and focus. If you can pick a movie title to best describe your business post-pandemic experience, what would it be and why? The movie that would best describe my business's post-pandemic experience is The Pursuit of Happiness. Through the struggle, we remain determined to continue pursuing our dreams and never give up. If trees could talk, what would they say to you about how you treated them as part of your new office? If trees could talk, they would say I treated them well and that I left the office as I found it.